This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.
My guest at this time is Herb Meyer. Mr. Meyer served during the Reagan administration as a special assistant to then Director of Central Intelligence William Casey and later as Vice Chairman of the CIA's National Intelligence Council. We want to get his thoughts today as President Obama initiates a change at the top of the CIA with Leon Panetta moving over to the Defense Secretary position, assuming he's confirmed, and Afghanistan Commander David Petraeus moving to Langley. And Herb, it's always great to have you with us.
Hi, it's good to be with you.
Let's start with the man leaving the CIA, Leon Panetta. Obviously been there a little over 2 years by most accounts. Very popular over there. He stood up for the CIA when folks like Nancy Pelosi and some others were saying that perhaps charges should be filed in their direction for things that happened over the first early years of the war on terror. From what you know, how strong of a leader was he?
From what I understand, he's been a fairly strong leader. What's happened is that the role of the CIA has changed enormously in the last few years, in part because of the nature of the war that we're in. It's become almost an arm of the Pentagon. They're doing much more work on military operations, drones, things like that. So, you know, there's hardly a difference between a covert action and, a special forces military operation. So, in part, that's the nature of the war we're in. And he's apparently done a pretty good job leading that.
In general terms, is that a good thing that the lines are blurring or a very bad thing?
Well, it's a bit of both. First, it's the nature of the war that we're in. The problem you run into is that as the CIA turns its attention to that, and it's understandable that they do, then they cannot put as much emphasis on standing back from everything and looking at the long-term future. And as I'm sure you and your listeners have noticed, from time to time we get surprised. And it's the job of the CIA to keep us from being surprised. You know, it's the next surprise you want to look out for. And if you're up to your elbows in daily military operations, you really can't do that. And that's the problem, that they've taken their eye off the future to deal with the present. Now, as I say, to some extent that's necessary, but I'm wondering if they're going too far. It's almost like a 747 pilot who's got his nose 2 inches from the instrument panel. He just can't look out the window.
What you're saying is there's been almost a wholesale commitment of resources to the job at hand, and so those resources that were once committed to worrying about dangers in the future are not there anymore. They haven't been replaced in that previous role.
That's exactly right.
Is it a monetary issue that we can't afford the additional personnel to keep doing that? Is it an issue of just changed priorities like you mentioned?
It's the priorities. Everyone will always tell you it's the money. It doesn't take a whole lot of money to get six guys who say, listen, you guys watch the future and let us know.
Let's talk about General Petraeus now. I remember there were a few hackles a few years ago when General Hayden was brought in to be the director of the CIA, and it kind of goes along the same lines you were talking about, how there's an ever indistinct relationship now between the military and the CIA. What do you make of Petraeus coming in?
Well, let's just begin with the obvious. He's a great general, and our country owes him an enormous debt of gratitude for the work he's done. I'm not sure he should be taking this job. First, if he does, you'll probably get more of what we just talked about, since this is what he's been so deeply engaged in. But there's a second problem that hasn't gotten much attention. And I mean this is no disrespect to General Petraeus, okay? In a perfect system, when the system's operating correctly, intelligence and policy are consistent with each other. Now, if your policy is that country A is an ally, we're getting along well, but the intelligence tells you country A is arming for an attack, then there's a glitch, that your policy and your intelligence are inconsistent. Alarm bells have to go off, okay? So you always want to make sure that the individual responsible for intelligence isn't up to his elbows in policy. If he is, you're going to get a lot of analysts who just don't want to walk in there and say, your policy has absolutely nothing to do with the information we're getting. That's not a career-enhancing thing to do. So they tend to hold back on you. And the other problem is, even if they come in and say, hey, listen, what we've done up to now, it's all going wrong, everything's changing. Country A's been an ally, now they're becoming an enemy. Hard to tell the guy who did that. He may not want to hear it. And even if he does hear it, now people he's talking to, the Secretaries of State, the Secretary of Defense, the President, he's tied to a policy. So can they be absolutely sure he's telling them that his own policy's going sour. This isn't a problem with General Petraeus per se. It's a problem with anyone who's been so deeply involved in policy to switch to intelligence.
Herb, in terms of where we stand right now, and I know you and I have talked in the past, and you're not a fan of the new director of national intelligence, that role being a larger umbrella over the CIA and the other intelligence gathering organizations. How has that impacted the mission of the CIA, if at all? And have some of those responsibilities we talked about earlier been delegated to other agencies within that larger umbrella?
I have absolutely no idea. Do you know, it is so confused and so confusing, I don't think anybody could answer that question rationally. Makes absolutely no sense.
Given your experience at Langley, what advice would you have to someone who hasn't spent a lifetime in that community, like General Petraeus, in addition to not, you know, the policy and the intelligence colliding potentially, what other advice would you have him as he takes on the new job?
Find the smartest people you can. Smart being defined as the ability to spot a pattern with the fewest possible facts. People who have a proven track record of looking at the world, whether it's the Mideast, Asia, Europe, Latin America, whatever, and being right, and get in touch with them. Remember, the objective is to avoid the next surprise, and that's a tough job.
It certainly is, and I know you and many others have done it well over the years, and we thank you for that service.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time today.
Thanks very much.
Herb Meyer served as a special assistant to the director of the Central Intelligence Agency in the 1980s. That was Bill Casey, the director then. Herb later served as vice chairman of the CIA's National Intelligence Council. He's now head of Storm King Press, and Herb, I know you've got a couple of recent releases out.
We do. We have two new ebooks, How to Analyze Information and The Cure for Poverty. And they're $1.99 ebooks, and you can get them anywhere ebooks are sold.
And you can learn more at stormkingpress.com.
Yes, that's the website.
Herb, thanks so much.
Thank you, Greg.
I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.